Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Make your child a happy camper at the Kenai Watershed Forum Summer Camps. At this week-long day camp, children can explore creeks, frolic in the forest, and sing camp songs. All sessions will foster a connection to nature through hands-on immersion in the outdoors. The summer camps are from June to July. Camp coordinator and lead instructor Katie Shedden says that spots are filling quickly.
I'm trying to help kids get out, get their shoes a little muddy. Kids will get to spend an entire week outside, learning more about our rivers and lakes that we have here in Alaska, getting to do some hands-on experiments with them.
Shedden says they split the camps into two groups, novice naturalists ages 6 to 8 and intermediate ecologists from ages 9 to 12. The younger camp group is based on exploring and having fun outside, while the intermediate ecologists are more science-focused by having the opportunity to identify things and make observations.
It's always fun, and spending time outside, learning how to do it safely, and gaining that confidence and those skills to become river stewards in the future.
The camp is $300 for each child to participate. The Kenai Watershed Forum offers scholarships from donations they've received throughout the year. They also offer a tree planting workshop. Shedden mentions that by the end of camp, kids will have the chance to meet and make long-lasting relationships with other kids. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Mariculture Cluster, led by the Southeast Conference, is driving growth in Alaska's mariculture industry through a $49 million federal initiative aimed at boosting coastal economies, supporting underserved communities, and protecting the environment. At the recent KPED Industry Overview Forum, Brianna Murphy of the Chugach Regional Resources Commission presented a mobile approach to kelp processing that allows a single set of assets to cover more ground. This innovation reduces logistical barriers and strengthens support for remote mariculture operations. Murphy also co-founded Mothers of Millions, Alaska's first mobile seaweed hatchery. Backed by Build Back Better and other funding, they've contracted Prince William Sound farmers to harvest kelp using a mobile facility and further expansion planned in 2025. With partnerships like these, mariculture is quickly becoming a pillar of sustainable development across the Kenai Peninsula. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. A 26-year-old Wasilla man has been charged in connection with the fentanyl overdose of a 15-year-old girl. Prosecutors allege he gave her the drugs and then abandoned her during the overdose, leaving her to die. The tragic case underscores the growing dangers of fentanyl use among Alaska youth and the challenges law enforcement face in tracking distribution. Officials are urging community members to stay vigilant and report suspected drug activity as fentanyl-related deaths continue to rise statewide. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Trump administration wants to open part of the Arctic Ocean for oil drilling. The area is more than 200 miles from shore and outside clear U.S. control. Reports say some Alaskans worry it could bring legal fights and environmental risks to the state. The federal government is asking for public comment on the plan. Oil companies say they might avoid the area because of harsh conditions and legal uncertainty. The Alaska Senate is set to begin debating a new state budget today. The plan is $384 million smaller than the House version and $1.7 billion less than what Governor Dunleavy proposed. The Senate's budget cuts the permanent fund dividend to $1,000 per recipient. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSR News.